This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A pro-business group is urging Governor Jared Polis to veto a bill that would give local governments more power to purchase apartment buildings when they go on the market. CPR's Megan Verlee explains the conflict.
The Democratic bill gives local governments right of first refusal when a multifamily building comes on the market, if the government intends to operate it as affordable housing. The policy would apply to buildings with 15 or more units in urban areas or 5 or more in rural communities. The group Colorado Concern argues the policy could tie up property owners in lawsuits, depress property values, and scare away investments in new housing. They've asked the governor to veto the bill, but there's no word so far on what he plans to do. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Why is it taking so long to announce the final location for Space Command? That's the question a powerful Republican congressman wants answered. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, says he's investigating the Space Command headquarters basing decision. Accusations of political interference have surrounded the decision since it was first announced in January 2021. Colorado officials criticized the announcement moving the command from Colorado to Alabama, arguing that former President Trump was just rewarding a state that supported him politically. Even as some Republicans say President Biden is doing the same thing, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says the command is almost at full operational capability in Colorado. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Are you trying to visit Pikes Peak Summit anytime soon? Well, reservations are now required to drive to the summit of the mountain just outside Colorado Springs. Visitors will have to pay $2 for the reservations and will have a 2-hour window to get to the summit. The system will be in place until this fall. This is CPR and KRCC.